Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another day. Beautiful Sun City, Shadow Hills. Mr. Faring, hope you took a relaxed time off, but I called Gus about 2 minutes ago, and the mighty Gus said, come on over, since we've been going over a couple things here. So bless your hearts, the people, I've been getting lots of reports, bless your hearts, the people who are watching and understanding about masks and distancing. If you're reading the news, listening to news, it's becoming a very big deal at the moment. So be very aware. The viruses in our area is growing pretty fast. Sun City, Palm Desert, because it's a light community to us, they're going up every day. Now, okay, the first bit of bad news. Well, it depends on your point of view. It's a bad news for some of you, and this is going to concern swimmers. It'll be good news for some of you. We've been monitoring the swim reservations for the outdoor pools ever since we opened up with four people in the Montecito pool. And currently we have about 252 reservation spots in the outdoor pool, and it's being used by 54 people. And the problem is we're getting a lot of feedback from people. They're not able to swim, or the reservations are booked within 10 minutes. And of course, the new online system, you're doing real well. Now you know how to use it perfectly. So good for you. Except, I do think that besides the efficiency of that system, we have to be very, very aware of the fact that we need to share. I've instructed staff that beginning tomorrow morning, you may not use the pool, outdoor pools, 2 days in a row. So let me repeat that. Beginning tomorrow morning, if you make you will try to make a reservation, and if you have a reservation today, if you have a reservation for next Monday in the outdoor pool, the system will not allow you to make a reservation for Tuesday. So what it means is we will be able to double the capacity. We now need to share. It means you can make a reservation every other day. You just can't make for 2 days in a row. That will allow some other people to swim during those time spots. For those of you who are swimming every day, I understand you're not happy. I understand that. I also understand that during this time, we're going to have to help and share with each other. That's just what we're going to have to do till this we get past this. So for those of you who have not been able to swim, tomorrow you should be able to make a reservation, because everybody who had a reservation for next Monday will be blocked out. Feel free to give me an email about that. Even if you want, you are welcome to give me an email that you don't like it. I will write back to you and say, I understand you don't like it. And unless the board overrules, that's where it's going to stay. Now, while you go through this, folks, please don't bother the staff. Don't get mad at them. You don't need to harass the staff about what's going on. Do you know they take instructions from me? That's how this works. I listen to board, and then I go give staff instructions, but they're not making this up. They're not doing this just to make your life miserable. We're trying to accommodate everybody. Well, it's not possible 100% of the time to accommodate every single person for every single request. So now we got to get to the greatest good. Well, in my opinion, accommodating most people so that everybody gets an opportunity to swim is more important than a few people swimming every day. We'll have to just work with that for the time being. So please, be supportive of staff. They're trying real hard here. Now, keep in mind, too, if you're watching the news, especially the governor at this point, it's real possible we could give you a last minute, or you show up to the pools and they're closed. They are very close to closing everything at this point. So if all of a sudden you show up and there's close sign, you'll know why. I'll warn you in advance, unless these numbers and cases start changing, I think it's inevitable that at some point we're going to be closed back down again. So be prepared for that. Now, briefly on Frontier, a couple of issues has come up here. And so let me first say, which I did talk about at the town hall meetings, the HOA is not involved in the service. We are not involved now, nor will we be in the future. You will be on your own with Frontier as far as their service. If you listen to the town hall meetings, I think I said on more than one occasion, you will vote for one of these plans because of the financial benefit, knowing that the service is poor. That the service is not going to change. If you were a person who didn't like Frontier service in the past, you're still not going to like it. If you were a person who liked Frontier service in the past, you will like it. If you were a person who liked Spectrum, you like it. If you're a person who didn't like Spectrum, you still don't like it. As I said, for every person that liked Frontier, I got a person who said they don't like Frontier. So quite a few people emailed me about a Nextdoor post about somebody with a 500 over 500 speed who's had nothing but trouble. That person did contact me. I wrote back to say, we have nothing to do with the service side. They have to go deal with Frontier. I cannot help them. There's no special rep. There won't be a special rep. And I wish I had a better answer, but it's the same answer we've said for the last year. Now, I do urge, let's talk about what Frontier's responsibility is when they go to do this install. Projected install is between August, September sometime, start date, and 3 months to install. Frontier's obligation under this contract, because it's internet-only based, is to get you the wireless router point in your home so that it covers your house with wireless signal. That's their obligation, is to get you that wireless router point within the house. They have no obligation, nor will they wire the inside of your house or see to it your network for devices is working properly. That's the responsibility of the homeowner. And I'll give you my own example. I did wire my house with Cat 5. Oh, by the way, somebody did ask me that. Cat 5. Cat 5 is a cable. It's like a wire. For most people, it's a wire that goes from point A to point B, and the Cat 5 cable, call it a wire, plugs into the router, and then it plugs into the computer, and that's the direct connection I'm talking about. To get 500 over 500, you have to have a computer that's directly connected by a cable to the router, not using wireless. That cable is called a Cat 5 cable. I think they have Cat 6 now, too. I'm not totally knowledgeable about all that. So I wired my house with Cat 5 while it was being built so that I could plug in all my computers in different locations directly into the router. So it was directly connected. It was not using wireless signal. That whole hookup was my responsibility. I hired a third-party tech guy, IV tech guy, who then set up the networking between wireless printer, between the direct connect computers, between all that to make that all work. Frontier never did that. So keep that in mind. If you are having issues with different computers in the house and making connections, it is possible it's on your side, the network side, and you might have to get a tech guy in there to make sure all of your settings are correct that engage that router correctly. The point is, Frontier's obligation will be, and responsibility will be, to make sure that internet signal to that router is 500 over 500, 500 upload, 500 download, and that that's working correctly. They will not hook up your wireless TV. They're not going to hook up your wireless computers. They're not going to hook up your printers. And they're not going to make sure the wireless network is working. That is not within their obligation under this contract. Their obligation, get that wireless router functioning. And then the homeowner has to go from the wireless router to all the points that they want to use it. Hopefully that makes sense what that's all about. In the future, you are welcome to send me an email asking me, you're having trouble with service, what do? You will get my cut and paste answer. The HOA has nothing to do with service, nor will we in the future. I wish you well, but you have to contact Frontier. In the meantime, please be extremely aware. Cases are growing every day. Sun City Palm Desert has gone up in cases every day at this point. Please, wear a mask, stay away from people, be very careful, no gatherings, and we'll hopefully someday we'll get through this. But for now, caution is the day. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.